FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. Today is January 24th, 2018, and our show is brought to you by Health IQ. Like saving money on your car insurance for being a good driver, Health IQ saves you money on your life insurance for living a health-conscious lifestyle. Go over to healthiq.com/FSN. So what's going on with the Republican Party? What's going on with the Congress? Investigations all over the place coming out the wazoo. Is anything going to come of that? Well, let's talk to our next guest, Matt Nye. Oh, before we get started, join the show, be part of it. Email us at kl@carrielutz.com, especially if you want to get our new cryptocurrency white paper. With us now is Matt Nye. Matt, you've been on the show a number of times. You are national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Welcome back to the show. Things are really happening in D.C., and we got a lot of topics we could talk about, but probably the one that's on your mind the most is the tax reform bill, tax cuts. What's your gut feel about the bill, about the effects it's having upon the economy?
Sure. Well, I think I mentioned to you before, obviously, I'm always in favor of tax cuts, disappointed that they didn't do more than what they did and actually do some genuine reform. But as it sits, this is definitely a step in the right direction. The corporate rate changes are literally game changing. So you're going to see a tremendous, shot in the arm to the U.S. economy just from that component, not to mention the decreased rates for most people and the doubling of the standard deduction. So, a shame that the Republicans couldn't get more done with basically control of all three houses. But at the same time, this is a step in the right direction. So,
Matt, they call politics the art of the possible. And I'm going to make a prediction for you here. I don't believe there's going to be this blue wave in the midterms, which we could talk about later. I believe the Republicans will retain both houses. Obviously, they have the presidency till 2020. And shortly thereafter, the next tax cut will be implemented. What's so good about this tax cut, though, Matt, is it's really pro-entrepreneurship. It really encourages you to become an entrepreneur because the tax savings are so dramatic. We've been having this decrease ever since the Obama years started of new corporate formations. Do you think that trend is going to reverse now?
Absolutely. And like you say, not only on the tax side, but also look at what he's done on the regulation side, too. I've seen the ratios I've seen are between 16 and 22 regulations removed for every new one added. So, clearly a complete 180 degree about face in terms of, the country's approach to entrepreneurship. So I agree.
It's bigly, that's for sure. It's definitely bigly.
Bigly. That's right.
Of course, it could have been better. It's interesting because if you just pass tax cuts onto individuals, generally, they're going to just increase consumption, which really is of questionable use. So you'll have another flat screen TV made in China that'll go in your second den. All right. Or you'll go lease a new Japanese car. It's really not going to help. But when you pass it on to businesses, and especially with the positive investment aspects of this, meaning first year write-off of any capital expenditure, that is big.
Nope, I agree. I was going to say that you beat me to it, but that's exactly right. That first year write-off is massive. So, I don't think you've seen the end. You've seen, obviously, it seems like every day there's a new company announcing some sort of, massive wave of bonuses or whatever. So I think that'll continue for at least another couple of weeks. And, of course, like you say, what you don't see is the behind the scenes, right? All of the plans that are being made some of the bigger companies are announcing it, but clearly there's a lot of activity where these large companies are looking at moving their overseas operations back on U.S. soil. So, yeah, bigly stuff.
And you look at like Chrysler, they're going to open a new factory, I believe, in Ohio memory serves me correct. It's going to employ 2,250 people, make Dodge Ram trucks, bringing that production out of Mexico back to the U.S. And I think that that could be the kind of blueprint for what you're going to see for a lot more. Apple is investing. They're bringing back hundreds of billions of dollars, hiring new employees, investing in new facilities. So perhaps some manufacturing jobs will come back. Others aren't going to because of increased automation and things like that, right?
True enough.
Yeah. So overall, it's definitely a net positive for the economy. Hey, could it have been better? Yes. But we live in a world where, you know, you got to get 50 senators, actually, and you got to get the House. And there was horse trading going on. But the horse trading that happened, I mean, look, you got Anwar, the ability to develop Anwar for the first time in a generation. Is that a bad thing to give Lisa Murkowski for her vote to buy it effectively?
No, I don't think so.
That's win-win, right?
Absolutely not, right? Yeah, exactly. That's right. That is a win-win. So no, it's very exciting. I think, it is amazing how you contrast the gloom and doom, right? Nancy Pelosi, this is the end of the world as we know it. And, you know, the rest of us are sitting here going, okay, because the average family is going to have an extra $1,000 a year or whatever. That's the end of the world. Come on, you know, you're going to have to explain this to me. So I think, they've been on the wrong side. They were on the wrong side of that. They were on the wrong side of this most recent continuing resolution where they tried to hold everybody hostage over DACA. I tend to agree with you that coming into the midterms, the Republicans are going to be in a much better place than the Democrats have been thinking they're going to be.
Hey, and rumors of the death of the Republican Party are greatly exaggerated here, or the death of the Republican Congress. And look, I mean, for 10 years, 2 years of the Bush 43, 8 years of Obama, we never saw over 2.6% GDP growth. We never saw 3% and above. You know, Trump's goal is to get it up to 4. Hey, you knock out some of these horrible regulations, start pruning away at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and start to, the EPA, he's basically gutting that. And oh my goodness, right, we're going to have a horrible environment. You're going to have to go outside your house with a gas mask on, Matt.
I've got my hazmat suit ready to go. Now that the Republicans are in charge, they want us all to have dirty water.
Dirty water, filthy air, and horrible food and everything else. I mean, I just saw a regulation today, Matt. Now, this isn't like earth shattering or anything else, but the FDA had imposed these vaping regulations that was basically going to put every manufacturer of vape pens and such out of business, right, except for big tobacco. It's right, a multi-billion dollar industry they were going to shut down, give to big tobacco. They've repealed that. Actually, they deferred it for 4 years, which means it's probably never going to happen. Now, I don't encourage people to vape. I don't think it's really good for you, but it's certainly better than smoking cigarettes.
Sure. No, that's like you say, there's a ton of good news. And, you just don't hear about those types of things on the mainstream media, you know, the regular networks. It seems like the only place you hear about that type of stuff is on the conservative talk shows like this, Fox News maybe. But it is like you say, if you just paid attention to ABC, NBC, CBS, you would think the wheels are coming off and this is the end. And in reality, it's quite the opposite.
Yeah. And it, like you said, every day there's a new company making an announcement, bonuses, reinvestment, upping. Target just is going to up their minimum wage up to $15 an hour. So better than legislating it, the government telling you you must pay $15 an hour. Isn't it better that the companies, as a result of a decreased tax rate, are able to say, you know what, employees help get us here. We're optimistic about the future, and we're going to share our optimism and share the rewards of the tax bill with you, our employees. I mean, so much better, isn't it?
It is. And the other thing that's really cool about it is look at how rapidly things are happening. You know, that's what always amazes me. Anytime there has been, you know, some sort of government regulation in place, or in this case, you know, high tax rate, as soon as that barrier is removed, I mean, the results are almost, you know, instantaneous overnight. I mean, look at how quickly, you know, in the span of basically less than a month, just all of this activity, you know, tremendous influx of activity and things happening. So it just goes to show you, you know, if you just get the government out of the way, the free market really does work, and it works very well.
Yeah, and this is just getting the government out of the way a little bit. It's not even that major, but just shows every little bit helps. People just want a reason to feel optimistic. Hey, we've got a new sponsor that when you hear what they're doing, you're going to be very optimistic yourself. Name of the company is HealthIQ.com. HealthIQ uses science and data to help secure you lower rates on life insurance if you are a health conscious person, such as a runner, cyclist, strength trainer, and more. You know, most life insurance companies calculate your policy rates based on your nearest age, not your actual age, and rates increase as you get older. It's rated 9.6 out of 10 on Trustpilot, and their customers love them. Health IQ can save our customers up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, a 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to inactive people. You got to check out HealthIQ.com/FSN. You got nothing to lose except high premiums. So, Matt, you've done a lot of work. You've been a leader in the Tea Party and the Republican Liberty Caucus. And, you know, when we're looking at D.C. now, there's no secret. I don't think I'm telling you anything new that you didn't already know, that Washington doesn't really work that well. But not only does it not work that well, Matt, I mean, there's these scandals coming out now with the FBI, the NSA, and the DOJ, Department of Justice. Basically, were conspiring to take Trump out. First, they were conspiring to never allow him to be elected. That didn't work out too good. But then we find out from these emails, hey, with Mueller and the dossier, it's incredible. What are your thoughts on this attempted coup?
You know, it really is. And the sad thing is, when you look back across, you know, the span of the last few years with the, you know, the Hillary Clinton stuff where the emails went missing and then Lois Lerner's emails went missing, it's not, sadly, it's not that stunning that we're looking at basically essentially a coup. It's scary. And at the same time, though, it's not that surprising because you've seen these types of abuses. You've never seen anything made public on this scale before, where you've got, the documentation and, like you say, the memo that apparently does prove that the dossier was used to get the FISA warrant and all. I mean, it's very, very troubling, to say the least. And it does make you wonder, how does the country recover from that? I mean, if they do not send people to jail, I mean, and not just one or two, it sounds like there are a bunch of folks involved in this. And that's what troubles me is, to date, we have seen zero accountability from the IRS. I don't think any of the IRS people went to jail. No. For what happened. I think some of them may have been reassigned, you know, to different offices or positions. But this bureaucratic shuffle, you know, moving one of these FBI guys to another position is not going to cut it. I mean, there has to be some sort of penalty for what they've done. And if there's not, the American people will no longer. I mean, I'm already to the point where I don't trust, you know, the FBI. I don't believe anything they say at this point, just because of the there's a documented pattern of abuse there. It's very clear they use the NSA, the surveillance. Whoever's in power is going to use that to do whatever that they want, and then they're just going to cover it up. And there, you know, if there are no consequences for that behavior, who, you know, what's to stop the next guy? So, it's deeply disturbing.
I couldn't agree with you more, Matt. Actually, the best site to understand exactly what happened and exactly what is probably going to happen, a little site that I go to regularly called the conservativetreehouse.com, run by a guy the pseudonym Sundance, and he's got a chronicle of the misdeeds, the illegalities, and everything else that took place during the election and after that will just shock you. You won't believe that this could happen in America. And, you know, now the Congress really looks like it's all over this. That memo is going to be released, created by the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, and it just chronicles a list of abuses that will raise your hair. You just will be amazed that this could happen in America. One congressman, Matt, said, "Hey, I thought I was reading something that the KGB did."
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, no, it's and like you say, I don't know. There's such a blatant. I think from what I understood, I thought Congress had issued some subpoenas, and some of these guys don't even show up. I mean, they literally thumb their nose at Congress, and then it's kind of like, okay, well, yeah. You know, don't they hold them in contempt of Congress if they don't show up? I don't, you know, there just seems, that's what I don't understand, is there always seems to be this lack of teeth or follow through, and maybe now, you know, that they've got enough supporting evidence, something will happen. But, you know, there's been a lot of smoke for a long time. And I just, there have to be at some point some arrest warrants or something. Or, you know, what are the American people supposed to think if nobody goes to jail? I mean, that's just my bottom line, is if people don't get indicted and go to jail, then we're done as a country. There's just no how do you continue on? So,
yeah. And they put this guy in, you know, Strzok, they put him into HR. Now, is that what you do with all of your ne'er-do-wells? You just throw them into right. the HR department and call it a day? Is that a good place for them?
Did you see? I think I saw a story I posted a few weeks ago where one of the think tanks had done a report on how many federal employees make over $180,000 a year, and the number was just staggering. I mean, it was a huge percentage of federal employees. The salaries are in excess of $180,000. And again, like you say, if that's your penalty, right? So you basically committed treason. You're effectively plotting a coup against the incoming president of the United States. So we're going to stick you over here in this $200,000 a year job. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I won't do that again.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. This is madness on a scale never thought or dreamed was possible. And you got the FBI, they're supposed to investigate crimes. They're not supposed to go out and commit them. You know,
right.
I remember reading a book by a guy who was a turncoat in the mob during the 70s. And he said FBI stood for fumbling bunch of idiots, because under J. Edgar Hoover, you know, the mob was totally immunized from the FBI. They weren't even allowed to say the word mafia, or they could get disciplined. And, you know, the FBI has had this series of abuses of all sorts of misdeeds, and seldom, if ever, have they been called to account for it.
That sounds eerily similar to Obama not wanting to use the phrase ISIS, right? And blocking out a lot of the use of the words jihad and things like that in their internal kind of... kind of interesting.
Yeah, bad stuff for sure. Hopefully the swamp will get drained. I don't think the swamp needs to be drained. I think the swamp needs to be dredged, you know, so that we can get rid of all those low-lying swamp creatures. You know, you dredge it, you make it deeper, you get the muck out from the bottom so that it can be safely navigable. And I think it's dredging that we need big time. So hey, what else, looking at 2018, cause for optimism, what do you see there?
Well, we've got lots of candidates. We're starting to get endorsement requests from Liberty type candidates all over the country. So we're seeing a lot of really solid candidates putting themselves out there to run for congressional seats. Also, you know, people running for state seats. I know I talked to the chairman of the Young Americans for Liberty, which is one of the organizations Ron Paul helped found. And they're putting an emphasis on state races this cycle. So they're going to focus on getting as many state reps elected as they can. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff happening.
Yeah. So this, you know, the Republicans lost a few elections recently. Obviously, the Alabama Senate seat that they just weren't going to go for. I didn't want to mention his name, but they weren't going to go for him for whatever the reason. So and a couple of House seats. But really, is that part of a trend, or is that just the people involved? I should say his name, Judge Roy Moore. He should have dropped immediately, regardless whether the allegations were true or not, because once you get an allegation like that, your campaign's over.
Pretty much. And also, you got to look at the, you know, again, the dynamics of that race and the just the amount of money that the Democrats poured in from all over the country. Right. That wasn't your standard Senate race where you could say, OK, this is part of a trend. I mean, that was a one off where they had people funneling money in from all over the country. And that's not going to happen in the midterms for their regular congressional guys. Right. They're going to have multiple candidates and they're not going to see that kind of support. So I never thought that was indicative of any sort of trend. I thought that, like you say, that was more about the particulars of that race, the issues with Roy Moore, the amount of money that they were throwing at the Democrats were throwing at their guy. So I agree with you.
Yeah, I think you can't. They've got a lot more Senate seats to defend than the Republicans do, 10 of which are in states that Donald Trump won resoundingly during the election. What about Trump's popularity? You see these polls. How much do you believe the polls that say he is the least he's less popular than the head of the IRS?
I don't. I mean, that's what it is fascinating. I really don't. I'm not a huge Trump fan. And sometimes, you know, some of the tweets drive me crazy and things. But sometimes it's very inarticulate with how he says things. But I do not believe the polling is as bad as they say it is. I just don't buy that. And I don't know. You know, obviously, you can kind of get the results you're looking for depending on who you're polling. It also has to do with how they phrase the questions, right? Depending on the way they phrase the question. So I don't think it's anywhere near as bad. And I have to think it's only going to go up as people start seeing, you know, more money in their paychecks and bonuses from their employers and so on.
Hey, the economy is really starting to lift off. You know, in my humble opinion, Matt, in the past 8 years since Bush left the White House, we never really had a recovery. We had a somewhat bottoming, maybe stabilizing, and we saw a massive run up in debt, lower productivity. All of this really was negative, not to mention that the pessimism, the people just kind of shying away from starting up businesses. I think that's been reversed so quickly, the psychology. And to some extent, everything comes down to psychology in the end. Hey, Matt, we want to find out more about you, what you're doing, connect with you on the web. Where do we go?
So hit us on rlc.org is the website, and you can follow us on Twitter at rlibertycaucus.
All right. Hey, and don't forget, be part of the show. We love to get your comments, your questions. And if you want the cryptocurrency white paper, it's there. I'll send you the link to it. Just email me, kl@kerrylutz.com. Don't forget, the Twitter feed's @KerryLutz, and the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Matt, things are changing really quick. Exciting times. We'll talk to you again real soon. Be well.
All right. Thanks, Kerry. Appreciate it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.